Yep, Bobby Show, and the he I refer to is this guy, Dan Schlossberg, Travel Thursdays with Danny, and listen, phenomenal baseball writer, the new baseball Bible's out there, and if you don't have it and you're a baseball fan, well, why not? And also, baseball's memorable misses, great book, and I'm sure it's going to be a great one, his new one about Hank Aaron. Can't wait to read that one and talk with Danny about it in the near future. In the meantime, we're going to be talking with Danny right now about travel. And good morning, Danny. How are you, my friend?
Doing great after another Wednesday win.
Yeah, man, I tell you, I'm your good luck charm. And, you know, I was just thinking about the 40-70 club that Ronald Acuna Jr. just joined, and he's the first guy. You know, it's interesting. I don't know if I'd want to be a member of a club with only me in it. It's a pretty lonely club, but what a feat. 40-70 in one season, first guy ever to do it.
It's better than Groucho Marx, who said he didn't want to be a member of any club that would accept him.
That's right. I was thinking about that this morning, as a matter of fact. But listen, your Braves are firing on all cylinders, and without a doubt, they're the favorite going into the postseason. Did they wrap up last night home field throughout the playoffs as far as they go?
No, their magic number is one for
one
the World Series.
That. Okay, one for that. Well, just a matter of time then. Okay. Well, listen, in the meantime, let's talk on-location tours. This is one of the world's largest TV and movie tour companies. Tell me more about this.
Well, it features sites from the hottest and the latest on the big and small screen and gives whole new meaning to the term sightseeing, S-I-T-E, seeing. And it launched in 1999 with 10 bus and walking tours in New York City. And the woman who launched it was only 2 years out of college. She was walking in New York and she saw the Jefferson's building.
Ah.
And she got motivated to do this. I think it was a great idea.
Yeah, her name, Georgette Blau. And New York is the company's base. But now they've expanded, right, to Boston and Chicago and maybe a few other places too, or?
Yeah, they've got a few other places, too, you can go on their website and see. But New York is their mainstay, and one of their tours, I love this title, When Harry Met Seinfeld.
I like that, too. I was looking in your notes, and there's a Sex in the City Hotspots tour. That must be fun.
That includes a price-fixed three-course dinner at one of the show's locations, stops at new locations from the sequel, and just like that. And here's the best part. She tells me that Sex in the City passengers usually include 52 women and one or two angry men who are dragged along.
And we're talking with Dan Schlossberg all about on-location tours. And the tours have 40 locations and a bunch of little hop-offs in the middle. I like that kind of a tour.
Yeah, I do too. I've done many tours like that. 3 to 5 hop-offs maybe. And one of them is Carrie Bradshaw's brownstone in New York City from Sex and the City.
Mm.
And by the way, you can book a tour in a private vehicle for special occasions like bachelorette parties or birthdays. And they even bought a minivan for that exact reason.
And listen, if you're looking for a great gift for somebody and they're, you know, going to New York or Boston or Chicago or one of the areas where on-location tours is alive and well, you can get gift cards. What a neat gift for somebody, huh?
It's a great idea. And the website, by the way, comes in 18 different languages. They get 40% international travelers. That's incredible to me.
Yeah, and you and I talk a lot about Halloween when it comes up, and they've got a Halloween tour. Tell me a little about this.
They have a spooktacular horror movie location walking tour started in 2022 and features such movies as Ghostbusters, TV shows like Only Murders in the Building, Rosemary's Baby was another one with the Dakota. The Dakota is a famous building from Rosemary's Baby.
Mm. And, of course, New York City, when you think of New York City, it's synonymous with Christmas and the holidays. And so they've got some neat tours set up in that regard, too, right?
And they feature movies like Home Alone and Elf. They stop at Bloomingdale's, at Macy's, and also the Holiday Market or two.
Mm. And the company offers make movie workshops for aspiring filmmakers. What a neat idea that is.
Right. It's both for filmmakers, directors, producers. It's a 3-hour workshop with actual filmmaker teachers. And they have things like set design, lighting, acting, writing, editing. And at the end, patrons get a 2 to 3 minute movie of what they've done themselves.
What a cool thing. Now, we've been talking a lot about the New York City aspect of this, but the Chicago suburbs movie site tours are a lot of fun and must be pretty popular, too.
especially the northern suburbs, which is where Wrigley Field is, and it covers films like Ferris Bueller's Day Off, Home Alone, 16 Candles. There's so many movies from Chicago, and I love the Chicago River and the architectural boat ride there.
Yeah, and Boston's Movie Mile walking tour runs rain or shine. That must be a fun one, too.
It does, and when I think of Boston, I think of Cheers right away.
Yeah.
And they also have scenes from the Ted movie. Remember the Teddy Bear and the Thunder Buddies?
Yes.
That was a great movie. I loved it.
Yeah, there you go, with Mark Wahlberg, etc. Yes, indeed. And when to go? July and December, the most popular months, right?
Right, and January and February are the slowest. So you know what? Get a gift card and go in January or February.
Yeah, not a bad idea. Matter of fact, there's an award for everything, and this site, On Location Tours, picked up the Concierge Choice Award for sightseeing and tours. Listen, that's hard to do, but hey, good for them. Good for this young lady who started this thing.
Yeah, she did very well. And she also started something called ATOM, Association for Television and Movie Tours, because there are other ones. In fact, I took the Kramer Reality Tour in New York years ago, and that was a lot of fun with Kenny Kramer. And years of research goes into the creation of each tour, according to Georgette, and that's terrific. She takes the pains to create something that authentic.
Yeah, she had a neat idea, and she acted on it, and now it's stretching out into multiple cities. Kind of cool. And I guess if we Google On Location Tours, that'll give us everything we need to start off with, right?
Yes, you'll find everything about New York, Chicago, Boston, and elsewhere that they do this. And I believe they do it in California, too, in L.A., so lots of things to learn with On Location Tours.
I'm sure you're waiting for them to expand to Atlanta.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
I'm sure.
Hopefully for the World Series.
Yeah, there you go. I figured I'd give you one last shot at it. Okay, anyway, listen, I know you're excited about your Braves. Good for you. And On Location Tours is a great idea, especially with a gift card possibility. I think that's a great idea. Hey, listen, Danny, always a pleasure to talk with you. Good luck throughout the playoffs. Obviously, those are going to be starting up pretty soon. And we wish you well. Thanks, and be safe, my friend.
Thanks so much, Bob. Talk to you next week.
You got it, my man. That's Dan Schlossberg, folks, joining us today on Travel Thursdays here at WLIS-WMRD.